When you're asked to name an American folk singer not making music today, there's a good chance Pete Seeger is at the top of that list. His DNA is all over the American folk music of the 20th century. Generations of people played and sang and hummed his songs, including If I Had a Hammer and Where Have All the Flowers Gone and so many others. Pete Seeger is remembered by our next guest in a musical program featuring many Seeger songs. Tim Holt will perform it today at the Ashland Library at 1 p.m. Tim is from Dunsmuir, and he's joined us recently also with Songs of the Sea. Good to have you back here on The Exchange, Tim.
Good to be here.
So, Pete Seeger, boy, if you're going to play folk music, I guess you have to know the music of Pete Seeger, don't you?
He's an icon. He's definitely one of the icons of American folk music, performed as well as wrote songs himself, was part of just about every important political movement from the 1930s on. Of course, the civil rights movement, efforts for workers' rights and unions and all that sort of thing.
I forget sometimes about how many generations of political influence he had in America. I mean, one of the biggest, the picture we plucked for use on the website to talk about this program was a picture of Pete Seeger in black and white playing before a room full of people, one of whom was Eleanor Roosevelt.
Yeah. He served in the Army as an entertainer. A lot of people didn't know that, and of course, in the 1940s. I forgot to mention also that he was involved in the environmental movement toward the 1960s. And actually, when I was here last time, I sang one of his songs about cleaning up the Hudson River, which he was in, was a successful effort to do so.
I remember that well. I was living in Greater New York at the time when he embarked on that campaign. The Hudson was filthy. It was this big green pea soupy looking thing, and it looks quite more majestic today.
Yes.
How did you get involved in folk singing yourself? What's your career in this been like?
Well, I am 69 years old, so I grew up with what's called the Great American Folk Revival, when you had groups like the Kingston Trio, Peter, Paul, and Mary, you know, this short period of time when folk music was played on top 40 radio stations. You may be a little too young to remember that, Jeffrey.
No, I remember when Hootenanny was on TV.
Oh, you do? Okay, yeah. That was one of them, yeah. But, you know, ironically, Pete Seeger, I guess because he was considered too much of a lefty, whatever, he was on the blacklist for quite a while. The major media was very reluctant to take him on. So the way I discovered Pete Seeger was when I was about 16, I bought a banjo, which I'm holding right here in the studio, 50 years old, and got his book, How to Play the Five-String Banjo. And I sat in the backyard in Sacramento one summer and just played the banjo more or less all summer. And so I learned to play the banjo from Pete Seeger. That's basically true.
Okay. Why don't we hear some of what you're doing here? I guess old Joe Clark is the first thing you wanted to put up here?
Yeah, and let me just mention briefly that his father was a song catcher. Charles Seeger went out in the Appalachian Mountains, and he occasionally took teenager Pete with him to folk festivals and that sort of thing. So I'm just going to give you a sample of a couple songs, Old Joe Clark and Cindy, that were played at those old time festivals.
Okay, just back off the microphone just a little bit as you say.
Okay.
Here we go.
Old Joe Clark was a fine old man, I'll tell you the reason why. He kept good liquor in his house, good old rock and rye. I wouldn't marry an old school teacher, I'll tell you the reason why. She blows her nose in old cornbread and calls it pumpkin pie. Fare ye well, old Joe Clark, fare ye well, I say. Fare ye well, old Joe Clark, I'm a-goin' away. Wish I had a nickel, I wish I had a dime. Wish I had a pretty girl, I'd kiss her all the time. Wish I had a sweetheart, I'd put her on a shelf. Every time she'd smile at me, I'd get up there myself. So, you know, if you think of these songs, it's kind of like a time machine. We're going back 100, 150 years, and you get a real feeling for what, you know, what people laughed at in those days, what they thought was funny, which is a little different from...
It's pretty rustic humor. It's almost a hee-haw-like, in a sense.
Yeah. So here's another one. This song was composed shortly after the five-string banjo was invented in 1840. They added the fifth string to the banjo, and this is a dance song. They did a lot of jigs and reels in those days. You ought to see my Cindy. She lives away down south, and she's so sweet the honeybees swarm all around her mouth. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, I'll marry you someday. I wish I was an apple a-hanging from a tree, and every time that pretty gal passed, she'd take a bite of me. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, I'll marry you someday. She took me in her parlor, she cooled me with her fan. She said I was the prettiest thing in the shape of mortal man. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, I'll marry you someday. And that's a little sample of Cindy.
You were saying that that Pete Seeger was blacklisted. He was actually, in the popular phrase of the time, he was a commie.
He went before the House Un-American Activities Committee, and this would be in the early 1950s. They asked him all sorts of questions about whom he knew that might be communists, you know, where he'd perform, what his opinions were about various subjects, and he just told them all to go to hell.
Wow. Okay. Much more to talk about with Tim Holt about Pete Seeger. Tim Holt's program today at the Ashland Library is at 1 p.m. doing the songs of Pete Seeger. We'll hear some more songs as we continue into the next segment here on the Jefferson Exchange. We'll take a short break. Back on the Exchange with Tim Holt and you in a minute 30. Back on the Jefferson Exchange on the News and Information Service of Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thank you for listening. We're visiting with Tim Holt once again, a folk singer from Dunsmuir, who is now sharing with us the songs of Pete Seeger. He's got a couple of different programs. We had him on last time to talk about Songs of the Sea, and this time it's Songs of the Seeger, because Pete Seeger, one of the iconic figures in American folk music, and so we're getting to hear some of the songs in a program he'll present today at 1 at the Ashland Library. He could probably do an entire set for us here and an entirely different set for 2 hours at the library, because there's that much material from Pete Seeger and his lengthy career in American folk song. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange if you want to visit with Tim at 800-838-3760. By phone, by email, it's jx@jeffnet.org. So summer with Pete Seeger and learning how to play the five-string banjo. Were you driving your parents crazy that summer?
I think the neighbors.
Because you were in the backyard.
I was in the backyard. I think I did. You know, we didn't get any complaints, so maybe it wasn't too bad.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, did you buy Pete Seeger's records then too and all that?
No, you know, I have to admit, I was plugged into what would be considered the more commercial folk music, like the Kingston Trio and Peter, Paul, and Mary. It wasn't until maybe 10 years ago or so that I started reading about Woody Guthrie and Pete Seeger and getting interested in their lives and, you know, yes, and I started picking up their albums. And, of course, nowadays, boy, you find wonderful stuff on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Newport Folk Festival is on there, and just all kinds of documentaries and so forth.
You can find so much stuff on YouTube. It's incredible. Plus, with the YouTube conversions to MP3 programs that are available. That's how we get a lot of clips, actually, for the program for musical purposes, is that we just grab them off YouTube. So Pete Seeger and Woody Guthrie, though, I mean, was that a long and interesting collaboration?
Fairly long, yeah. They were both very young when they met, and so without going into all the details, they were very different people. You know, Pete Seeger didn't drinker, smoke. He was kind of an organized person. Woody Guthrie would just kind of, you know, winging it most of his life, I think, and definitely drank and smoked. But somehow or other, they got together, and they ended up fairly early on in the relationship driving to Woody's home state of Oklahoma together from, I believe it was from New York City, or Washington, D.C., maybe. At any rate, they went across the country and played, you know, on people's front porches along the way and in bars, I imagine. And when in Oklahoma City, they collaborated on this next song that I'm going to do. It's one called Union Mate. And Woody has kind of a passage about, you know, how this happened. He says, well, Pete and me was fagged out when we got to Oklahoma City, but not too fagged to plow up a union song. Pete flopped across a bed, and I sat over at a writing machine, and Pete would think up one line, and I'd think up another until we woke up to a big 15-pound blue-eyed union song named Union Mate.
So here we go.
Yeah, union very mate. Colorful language.
Yeah.
Once was a union maid, she never was afraid of goons and ginks and company finks and the deputy sheriffs that made the raid. She went to the union hall when a meeting there was called, and when the company boys came around, she always stood her ground. 'Cause you can't scare her, she's sticking to the union, she's sticking to the union. She's sticking to the union. No, you can't scare her. She's sticking to the union. She's sticking to the union till the day she dies. Union maid was wise to the tricks of company spies. She couldn't be fooled by company stool. She'd always organize the guys. She'd always get her way when she asked for better pay. She'd show her card to the National Guard, and this is what she'd say. You can't scare me, I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union, I'm sticking to the union. No, you can't scare me, I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union till the day I die. You gals who want to be free, just take a little tip from me and get you a man who's a union man and fight together for liberty. Married life ain't hard when you got a union card, and a union man leads a happy life when he's got a union wife. You can't scare me, I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. No, you can't scare me. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union till the day I die. A little rousing union song there.
Indeed. Union Made with Tim Holt from Pete Seeger here on the Jefferson Exchange. Grab your headphones. I want you to hear a phone call from one of our listeners here. Oh, so let's talk to Vince in Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Tim Holt.
Hi there. I want to tell you how much I am enjoying the program, and that as a college student in Albany, New York, I had a friend, and she lived in Poughkeepsie, and she told me that Pete Seeger, this folk singer, was going to perform in her hometown, and that there was going to be this old ship called the Clearwater Sloop, I think it was, and if you went early before the concert, you could go on the ship. And when you paid your dollar for the concert and to go on the ship, they gave you a pumpkin, a small pumpkin, and then you went to the, I think it was a high school auditorium, and I got introduced to folk music, the environmental movement, the anti-war movement, all on the same evening by Pete Seeger. And it was a wonderful concert. He even had his wife there. I can't remember her name, but at the end, the finale, she got on the stage and sang with him, and a couple of other musicians did. And it was absolutely wonderful. And by coincidence, when I knew it was the 4th of July coming on the 3rd, I went and grabbed two CDs that I like to play around the holiday. One was Seuss's Marches, and the other one is Pete Seeger's CD called American Industrial Ballads. And I would recommend it to anybody that wants to know more about Pete Seeger and his music. It's absolutely wonderful. It's two discs of all kinds of music. I'm wondering if you're familiar with it, know any of the songs from it.
All right. Thanks for the call, Vince. Let's find out.
Yeah. Well, actually, what can you name one or two songs that are on that disc?
He's already gone off the line.
He's gone off the line. I'm not familiar with that one. Industrial songs by Pete Seeger is a genre that I'm actually not familiar with.
Well, it sounds like it would include his union songs.
Union songs, yeah. Definitely. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's saying for the captains or about the captains of industry too much, but I don't know. You know, he wrote all kinds of songs.
So, you know, I failed to ask as we were hearing Vince's great story about seeing Pete Seeger, if you had ever seen Pete Seeger in person.
No, I have to admit I haven't. I do want to mention, though, in connection with his call, that when I do these programs on Pete Seeger, what I do get are I've had several people come up to me who, yes, saw him at a concert, of course, but who also were young people in upstate New York and were at summer camps. You know, where he came and performed. He did a lot of that, especially when, after he was blacklisted and had a hard time finding work. He would perform at summer camps and that sort of thing. So, yeah, there are a lot of people in this country, I think, that do have some sort of connection with Pete Seeger.
Yeah, his American industrial ballads include the like of Casey Jones and Come All You Hardy Miners and Hayseed Like Me and Beans, Bacon, and Gravy. I'm just looking at the list here. So it sounds like odes to workers in America, which is a big thing of Pete Seeger. Vince also gave you a chance, I see, to retune your banjo because you got another set of stuff to share with us here.
A couple more songs. So as I think I mentioned a little earlier, and most people know that Pete Seeger also wrote songs. And this next one I'm going to do, I'm sure most of your listeners are going to recognize. It's played on the radio a lot. And it was first sung by and recorded in an album by a group called The Weavers, which consisted of Pete Seeger, Lee Hayes, Ronnie Gilbert, and Fred Hellerman. And Pete Seeger and Lee Hayes collaborated on this song. This would have been composed about 1948, 1949, and it was, again, put on the Weavers, one of their first albums. And I'll just add one other little thing. They couldn't perform it at their bookings, though, at nightclubs. It was considered too controversial in those days.
If I Had a Hammer was considered too controversial.
Yes, that's according to Pete. If you use words like peace and freedom, you're a pinko commie, apparently.
Oh, right, of course.
Yeah, so it was a different time, different time.
Indeed.
Tim Holt, I think.
We think, yeah. Tim Holt performing the songs of Pete Seeger here on the Jefferson Exchange with If I Had a Hammer.
Oh, wait, I get it. Sorry. One more little adjustment.
Okay, a little tuning here.
Otherwise, I'll be way up here.
Tim's program today is at Tuesday at the Ashland Library, today, rather, at the Ashland Library. I couldn't even read my own handwriting over today, so there we go. Today at the Ashland Library at 1 o'clock, Tim Holt performing the songs of Pete Seeger. Got the tuning set?
Yeah. If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, hammer in the evening all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out warning, I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. Now I've got a hammer and I've got a bell, and I've got a song to sing all over this land. It's the hammer of justice, it's the bell of freedom, it's a song about the love between brothers and my sisters all over this land. It's the hammer of justice. It's the bell of freedom. It's a song about the love between brothers and my sister all over this land.
Tim Holt with the music of Pete Seeger here on the Jefferson Exchange. Tim will perform the program today at 1 o'clock at the Ashland Library. I guess I'm still, I don't know, I guess it was the household I grew up in, but hearing that song a fair amount. I mean, remember I was I mentioned that Hootenanny and some other TV shows with folk musicians on there on a regular basis were on TV at that time. And
you were probably listening from your crib, weren't you?
Thank you. That was very gentle of you. Yeah, very kind. But no, just that the idea that there was anything but a message of peace and freedom and brotherhood and love in there, and yet those kinds of attitudes got him in trouble at times in his career.
I know. It's hard to believe. So they had a group called the Weavers, and they were singing songs like that. They sang songs like, Goodnight Irene, which is totally non-political, and most of their stuff was. But at one point, the Weavers were being investigated by the U.S. Senate for possible violations of a government code which prohibited rebellion and insurrection and advocating the overthrow of the government. Now, I'm just telling you this because it gives you an idea of how different times were then.
And the Weavers were in the 50s during the McCarthy period?
They were mostly early 50s,
Right.
Absolutely
right
during the McCarthy period.
Senator Joseph McCarthy and the investigations for communists in the State Department. And I have a list of people that known communists and all that stuff. And he never produced the list.
No, he didn't. No. So, you know, and I'm, well, at any rate, we could go into that for a while.
That's a whole history lesson. We're talking about Pete Seeger's history here today, because that was If I Had a Hammer. You also came in here prepared to sing, apparently, We Shall Overcome, which is very well known from the 1960s, but has a history that goes well before that.
Yeah. Originally, it was We Will Overcome, and it was an old union song that was sung by miners trying to start a union in Alabama. It was sung by striking tobacco workers in South Carolina. And Pete Seeger took it up in the 60s, and he changed it to We Shall Overcome. And he started singing it down south as part of the civil rights movement. In 1964... he was down in Meridian, Mississippi, singing as part of a drive there for voter registration down south. In the middle of the concert, he was handed a note that said three of the volunteers, Michael Schwerner, Andrew Goodman, and James Cheney, had been found buried in a swamp. Three of the volunteers, civil rights volunteers. And, of course, the crowd just erupted, you know, in crying and shock and everything. And Pete Seeger, in a very calm voice, said, "We must sing We Shall Overcome now. Those three boys would not have wanted us to weep, but to sing and understand the words to this song." So, we shall overcome, we shall overcome, we shall overcome someday. Pete Seeger used to say, the best verse was written down in Montgomery, Alabama, and it says, we are not afraid, but, you know, you and I and everyone else in the world, we have been afraid, but you still sing it, we are not afraid. We are not afraid, we are not afraid, we are not afraid today.
Shall Overcome by Tim Holt, as interpreted by Pete Seeger. So it's an interpretation of an interpretation. We have about 2 minutes up to a break. You want to play us out?
Sure. I'm going to do another song that Pete Seeger As far as I know, he wrote this one himself without any help, as I know of, and it's a more contemporary one. And I think it does kind of relate to the times we're in right now. So
and
here
I just
we go.
Want to let people know at 1 o'clock. Quite, at 1 o'clock at the Ashland.
1 o'clock, Ashland Library. Pete Seeger. This one's called "Quite Early Morning." You know it's darkest before the dawn. This thought keeps us moving on. If we could heed these early warnings, the time is now. Quite early morning. Some say that mankind can't long endure, but what makes them so doggone sure? I know that you who hear my singing can make those freedom bells go ringing. And so we keep on while we live until we have no more to give. And when these fingers can strum no longer, hand the old banjo.